Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Grant Thomas is going to join us in about 2 or 3 minutes. He was quoted yesterday in a story about Larry Benge, who's the great dental man, who's been a great St Kilda man for a long time, wants to run for the St Kilda board, and he's got the support of Tomo and also got the support of Jerry Ryan. So we'll have a chat with Tomo. He's still got red, black and white blood that courses through his veins, and the Saints, of course, are always going to be an interesting story. But we're just quickly on the back of that chat we had, and well done to our producer Trent there, who's tracked down Johnny and Jordan DeGoey as they're halfway up a hill in California riding mountain bikes. So that's a good effort from a production point of view. And he sounded like he was up and enjoying the challenge of what, I don't know, did you see the vision? I saw the vision somewhere, as I must have been on the news.
There's a lot of different training, a lot of different cross training, a lot with ropes and things like that, a lot of balance stuff, core stability, all that type of training.
So Nat Nui's done it, Petrarca, did Petrarca do it?
Nat Nui didn't go to the same place.
Not the same place.
He went to another facility. Other players have gone over there to the States.
Specifically for knee rehab as well, there has been, but not in this instance.
Change of scenery, change of environment, different voices, all that sort of stuff. You can hear it in his voice that he sounded like he's in a really good, happy place, Jordan, to go. And you talked about it yesterday. I see that Tony Shaw has used exactly the same description, the penny dropped. And I think it has, like, for him to go over there, get himself – if you're a Collingwood fan, you've been listening to that this morning, you're overjoyed because you know – you've seen it in glimpses and, you know, he's been able to produce some extraordinary football. He's a powerful athlete. He can take on a game like a Petrarca – you know, like a Dustin Martin, like a Stringer. What we haven't been able to see to this point is the consistent backup and the sustained play that they've all been able to produce. So if he's fitter than he's ever been before, he's in a great shape, he's in a great headspace, then Collingwood almost have themselves, even though he produced a lot in the latter part of last year, they've almost got themselves a role goal recruit, Gary.
And if you think that players don't keep an eye on other players at other clubs and what they're doing and compare themselves and get a bit jealous and then say, right, if he can, I can. Then you just heard him talk about Christian Petrarca and the motivation that that gives him, having known Christian for a long time. And he played some terrific footy back half. But last 8 weeks, he went into the middle, and I think that probably whet the appetite. We can get back to that in a moment. We'll take your calls as well. But Grant Thomas is always great fun to talk to. Played for the Saints, of course, was a director, was on the board, and then coached the team to relative success, I guess you'd call it now. And yesterday there was a story about Larry Benge who wants to get on the board. Tomo has quoted in that article saying, I wrote this down. I'll be watching very carefully. I've one good fight left in me and I'm happy to use it for the St Kilda cause, which would please a lot of St Kilda people. He joins us on the line. Tomo, good morning.
Good morning, Tim and Gaz. How are we?
Well, nice to talk to you. How do we find you on this 19th day of October at about 7:07?
Oh, down near your joint, Gaz. Down near your joint.
You've taken half of it over down there. You're hitting a golf ball, you're not allowed to do that.
Attempting to, getting worse, I think, getting worse.
Hey, yeah, it was really interesting to read yesterday. I don't know Larry Benge. I know his reputation, obviously, in his own field, but passionate St Kilda man. Why is it important that they get some new voice on that board?
Well, I think when you are seemingly quite static or your performances aren't going in the direction you needed them to, I think you need to sort of make some changes. That's the obvious outcome there. I mean, if you keep doing what you keep doing, you're going to keep getting the same result. And I know Larry's a very passionate person. He's got some great qualities. He's a real pioneer and brave, daring guy in his industry. He's started a whole host of new things. He's got great commercial acumen. He's terrific people skills. He's a passionate Saints person and he provides a point of difference. And if he'd like to get on the board, well, I'm sure Andrew Bassett, who's a really smart business guy, I'm sure he'd entertain that. And all I'm suggesting is if he doesn't or if that's blocked, well, that tells me that the Saints aren't opening their minds to opportunities and points of differences because, you know, I think I said it in the article that there's two types of teams in the competition, one that's in the premiership business and the others that are just sort of playing AFL. And I just get the distinct feeling that the Saints are just happy playing AFL.
Do you think they've just stagnated, Tomo, again, St Kilda? Because they did look like they're heading in the right direction.
Well, I think their best is sort of, you know, finals, but the gap, Tim, is just tells me that there's something wrong. There's something wrong somewhere. You know, you don't have those wild fluctuations in performances unless there's something not quite right. And I'm not close enough. I'm not amongst it to know exactly what that is, whether it's coaching, whether it's leadership, whether it's management. Of course, you hear all the stories, but there's stories everywhere. So you just pay lip service to those. And I'll have a chat with Andrew, who's I've had a chat with him a few years ago when he started. And you know, he doesn't have to prove anything to me. I mean, I'm just a footy fan. I just love the Saints. And I see, you know, Melbourne and the Bulldogs have gone past us in recent years. And I just think that if they can do it, well, there's no reason why we can't do it. But we're not going to do it doing what we're doing. We need to do something significantly different. We really need to enter the premiership business race. And I think there's probably only six or eight teams, you know, regularly that are having a crack at that. And I just think we've got to do something more significant to achieve it.
Hey, Tom, did anyone from the club reach out to you in the last 24 hours after this became public, these statements, and also Jerry Ryan backing and endorsing Larry Benge to join the board?
Yeah, Andrew's made contact with me, which is great. And we're going to have a chat today at some time. And, you know, he'll hear where I'm coming from and I'll hear where he's coming from. I mean, they've got a lot of challenges at the moment, and I don't know what their debt is. It was $12 million last year. I can only assume it's gone backwards again this year, so it's somewhere between $12 and $15 million. It's incredible. I mean, that's the worst in the competition, and our performances aren't mirroring where I just think we need to be. I mean, the game's about winning premiership. I mean, Tim, you've won them. What was it like, mate? I mean, Gaz, you won one a month or two ago. What was it like? It must have been incredible having put your heart and soul into a club for so long and then finally see it come to fruition a month ago. St Kilda fans want to taste that. It's been too long, like it's 55 years ago, for God's sake. Mm.
Well, when you sit down with Andrew, and you will, which is, I think, fantastic, what do you think needs fixing first? What's the thing that you'd change first?
Well, it's the core fundamentals of success, isn't it? And people don't like the words, but it's, you know, well, what's the connectedness like within the club? Is everyone completely connected? Is everyone on the same boat? Have we got a strategy for success with and anything else? Like, every decision that's made needs to be to win a premiership, nothing else. So forget about, you know, all of the other stuff that we think's important. It's about winning premierships. That's what every decision has to be connected to. And if the leadership and the management and the culture and the environment and everything within the club is like that, well, then it comes down to the quality of your playing group. And if ours is around the mark, well, that's going to be good enough to get us in the finals, and then anything can happen, as you know, recent teams have shown. But if you don't have those core fundamentals of culture, environment, connectedness, leadership, management, if you don't have those principles in place, doesn't matter how good your list is, doesn't matter what else happens, you're just not going to get there. You're going to fall at some hurdle, or you're going to have wild fluctuations in performance.
Do you think, Andrew, will, in what you said, what's been reported, you said you're keeping a close eye on proceedings at Moorabbin, you got one last fight in you. Do you think Andrew's trying to be a peacemaker here and just avert any potential danger of there being board challenges and disruption off-field for St Kilda?
Well, I mean, I know you two guys reasonably well. I'm not the easiest guy to compete, I suppose. But, you know, like, he can pee down my back and tell me it's raining, or he can tell me the truth and we can have an open discussion about it. But the time is now. What Melbourne has done has really lit a fire under every other club. What the Bulldogs did years ago, now it's all right for the Essendons and the Collingwoods and the Carltons and the Richmonds and all the other great teams that had just win premierships and had 15 or 18 or 20 premierships. I mean, we've won one by 1 point in 150 years. For God's sake, you know, we've got to do something different, and we've got to take a very serious stance. It's tough and it's hard, but it's very achievable. And if you don't do that, you're just going to wallow around with the rest of the competition. And I know that Andrew's a really astute business person, and I know he wants success. I just don't know whether he's being fed the right information. I don't know who he's aligned to. I don't know who he's talking to. But it seems to me something's not quite right at the club, and I wouldn't mind finding that out. And if I can help with advice or counsel, fine. I don't want to be on the board. I don't want to be involved in any other way in particular. I've had my time, but by the same token, if I can provide any assistance or counsel or just walk away and not be involved, well, that's okay too. That just means everything's on track.
Have you got a thought on Matt Finnis and Simon Lethlean? It both appear to be capable. Well, Matt Finnis is the CEO. Simon's the club's chief operating officer. Are they sort of doing the same job, do you think?
Well, I've got some very strong views about it, but that's only based on external information. But, you know, seems to me is that Simon Lethlean is very keen for the CEO role. Seems to me that Matt Finnis is struggling in, you know, trying to keep his head above water. I don't know who the direct line of communication with the president is, whether it's Lethlean or whether it's Finnis, or whether there's a competition between those two, but that's not healthy. I mean, Matt Finnis has been there, what, 9 years, 10 years? And it's been a pretty bleak decade, both financially, corporately, commercially, and from a football performance perspective. So people have got to be held accountable for these things. I mean, we're all held accountable for our performances. And, so as the significant leaders within the club, whether it's a Lethlean in relation to football and some of the decisions made there, and that goes down to, you know, people like David Rath. I don't know what he does, but I hear that he's heavily involved in football and has a lot to do with decision making there. I don't know what his credentials are, don't know what his qualities are. He might be an absolute superstar, but I just think that whole structure warrants a bit of a microscopic look to see whether it's heading in the right direction. And in relation to Finnis and Lethlean, they're the two leaders. I think Bassett's the right person and he's just getting his feet under the desk, but the other two have been there some time, and we need to have a look at the performances, I think. And I just don't think it's as simple as Matt Finnis going and Lethlean becoming CEO. I don't think that's the right move. That's something I'd not be very keen to happen, but I'll voice those views to Andrew, and he'll either say whistle Dixie Tomo or I agree with you.
Hey, Tomo, they embarked upon an aggressive recruiting campaign. They went after a lot of players and got them in over the last couple of years. They've got a new coach in Brett Ratten. They've had some trouble injury-wise and things like that. Every club does from time to time. Are they on the clock for this next season, do you believe, in your mind?
100%. 100%. I mean, I don't go in for that sort of, you know, well, we missed out on Petrarca, we missed out on Dusty Martin, and we missed out on Bondompelli thing, although it does hurt. But, it's more about, okay, what are we doing? What are the principles? Who is making the decisions? Now, the person in charge of recruiting there at the moment is Gallagher, I'm led to believe, and he's, a mate of Lethlean's, and he's was an assistant coach at an amateur club, and now he's head of list management at St Kilda. How does that happen? And is he improving? Is he getting good at the job? Is he making the right decisions? Because this isn't for fun. This is serious stuff, and you've got to get all of those things right. I think we thought we were closer than we were, and we rolled the dice to try and get some reputedly very good players that might top us off and help us in a finals campaign. That dice didn't come up with the right number, and we have egg on our face. So I can't see us winning a premiership in the next year or two. And if we don't win it in the next year or two, that list is, wow, where is it? You guys tell me. You're better football people than me. You know where it'll be. And that means we're another decade away. So that doesn't sit well with me. I just think things can change more dramatically and more quickly if you make stronger decisions. But you've got to acknowledge what your concerns are and your issues are and do something about it.
As we let you go, I know you said you don't want to get involved. You've had your turn, and I know how much the club means to you, and I can hear it, and I get it. If Andrew says to you today, come back and get on the board or get involved, would you do it?
Well, the last time I did that, I ended up coaching. I don't think it's... I've had my time, as I said. I'm just a passionate Saints person that sees people like you two having success, and I just think St Kilda doesn't deserve it because we haven't made the right decisions and we haven't done it properly, and you don't deserve anything in this world. You've got to earn it. And Melbourne earned it this year in magnificent fashion, but they showed that the blueprint for other clubs to follow, and I just think it's achievable and you can do it, but you've got to make hard decisions. And I suppose they've sort of lit me up a bit, and that's where it is. But I'm happy to provide advice and counsel if that's of something that a club wants, but I suppose they've got hundreds of people doing that. But this is just me supporting Larry Bench to get on the board to try and make some changes and put St Kilda on the right trajectory for success. That's all.
Well, you got a lot of support out there, Tomo, it has to be said. So we appreciate you jumping on. What's the handicap down to?
Down to seven.
Seven?
Yes. Down to seven, yes. But it's, I'll be double figures in about a month, I reckon.
No, I don't think you will. Hey, thank you for jumping on. Hopefully we can stay in touch because there's St Kilda fans out there that loved hearing from you this morning, and you speak a lot of sense as always, and we love it. So thanks for giving us some time.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Tomo.
Grant Thomas, we can talk about that and give us a call if you're a St Kilda fan. The thoughts on Tomo. If you're a Collingwood fan, the thoughts on Geordie DeGoey as well. He's here for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric.
And, Gary, I'm sitting on, I think, what is probably the best idea that you and I have ever brought to the table. And we're going to roll. We're going to roll with this.
It's your idea.
I'm going to roll with this idea after the break, and I just want some feedback from you, please.
Line's open as well.
Old mate Wispy.